Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, the Dáil recorded its narrowest vote of the current session just before Christmas, rejecting by just two votes an attempt to restore legislation that would remove the three-day waiting period for abortion on request. And while the bill has fallen for now, the closeness of the vote has obviously reignited the debate and raised the topic of abortion again in Ireland as the numbers of babies aborted continues to rise. Joining me to explain what's actually happened with this vote and maybe give us her view on it this morning, I'm thrilled to have Eilish Mulroy, the Pro-Life Campaign Ireland representative. Good morning, Eilish, first of all.
Good morning, Kieran. Happy New Year to you.
And to you. Now, very, very tight, wasn't it? You know, when something's decided by just two TDs, what does that tell us about the issue that's being discussed?
You're right, very tight. I suppose it sends us a message very clearly that it's a closely divided, a politically contentious issue in the Oireachtas. What this bill, but one of the things that I'm very clear on, and I was in the gallery on the night that this bill was voted on, that many of the TDs, because this bill came up very quickly with only 24 hours notice, I really believe that many TDs weren't fully aware of quite how extreme this piece of legislation is. So just to explain for listeners, yeah. And there's a on the Oireachtas website, when you look at any piece of legislation, there's always a document called an explanatory memorandum. And if anybody Googles the explanatory memorandum of this bill, which is it's called the Health Termination of Pregnancy Amendment Bill 2023, they can come across it very quickly themselves and they'll be able to read it. But in summary, what this bill that Paul Murphy TD was seeking to restore to the order paper right before Christmas, it would abolish the three-day period of reflection between a woman requesting an abortion and accessing the abortion. It would... right now, we have abortion on request up to 12 weeks. This bill sought to extend that period up to fetal viability, which is up to, you know, between 22 and 24 weeks. So they were looking for a woman abortion on request up to that period, which is quite extreme. It also would have allowed abortion. Currently, we have abortion in Ireland where a baby is deemed to have a life-limiting condition or a fetal abnormality. Right now, two doctors have to confirm that they don't expect the baby to live for 28 days after birth in order for a woman to be able to access that section of the legislation. This bill wanted to change that period to 1 year, so effectively, you know, giving a huge power to doctors to be able to say if a baby may not live past a year. So that's a very extreme change. It also wanted to fully decriminalise abortion, which would effectively mean that abortion could happen at any stage up to birth if there's no criminal penalties. So it was a very, very radical bill. And what happened is originally this bill had passed second stage in the Dáil back in 2023, which meant, you know, TDs kind of were allowing it to proceed to committee stage. But then that bill lapsed with the dissolution of the Dáil, which is a normal parliamentary process where a bill hasn't completed all its stages. So this attempt to restore it just 1 week before Christmas came as a surprise, you know, with only 24 hours notice. And, you know, the fact that it was defeated by just a narrow margin, as you say, just two votes, means there's a lot to be done in educating our political representatives on what that bill was. But for now, that bill is now gone. It won't be restored to the order paper. So there is now no bill currently in process on the abortion question. Nor should there be, Kieran, given the massive abortion numbers that we're seeing in Ireland.
Yeah.
Again, I just don't feel people fully are aware of how many abortions are happening. And for many people, even if they voted yes back in the referendum in 2018, I don't think people would have expected the abortion to be so significant. We now have one abortion for every five live births in Ireland. So shocking numbers.
That is absolutely shocking. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, before the referendum, senior politicians assured voters that, you know, abortion numbers wouldn't rise. They also assured voters of kind of restrictions, for example, the three-day wait, which we now see attempts to remove, which is a very important period of reflection for women, and many women have availed, have used that period to change their minds and have had their babies. But the abortion numbers have been the thing that has been, I suppose, the most shocking to people. We talk to a lot of people, obviously, who are pro-life, who don't want to, you know, who want to protect every unborn baby, support every mother. But we often talk to people who would have been yes voters in the referendum in 2018, who describe themselves as pro-choice, but who now regret that vote, who really feel remorse about it, given that our total documented numbers right now, based on the HSE parliamentary questions and hospital reports since repeal of the Eighth Amendment, is over 60,000. The current number is 60,209, and that of the documented abortions. It's actually probably more, and we only get the numbers in June of each year for the previous 12 months. So that's a huge figure. And when you consider that just last week there was reports, if you recall, on the news about the fact that we're heading into a kind of a demographic crisis with not enough births in Ireland, and in all of the reports around that, I really thought it was quite curious in all of the media reportage around that topic. Nobody mentioned, you know, the elephant in the room, the fact that we had in the 2024 figures, we had 10,852 abortions in 1 year. And yet that wasn't even mentioned in the context of trying to increase Ireland's birth rate. So I think it's time for some honesty around this debate. It's time for public representatives to take all of this information much more seriously, and certainly reject very strenuously any attempt to widen the abortion law, which is already quite radical.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that there was kind of such a last minute attempt, and you know, that could have gone either way, couldn't it? Fortunately it went the way it did, but it really could have gone either way just before Christmas.
And it certainly reminds us of how important it is to ensure that TDs know about what's coming up, because there's so many things, and that was a very busy week as well, Ciarán, which is maybe one of the reasons why it was brought forward that week. There was a lot of things that had to be done before the Christmas recess came about. When it became clear that the motion was going to be voted on, which would have restored this very radical bill to the order paper, a huge number of pro-life people all around Ireland contacted their TDs and lobbied them to make sure that they turned up, voted no. Obviously, as you say, yeah, very, very, very tight. But at the same time, it reminds us, you know, how contentious this issue is, yeah, as it should be, because this is about ending human life. And I really feel that
it would be fabulous if in 2026 we would see our politicians pay more attention to, you know, creating an environment of positivity for women who are in unplanned pregnancy. We hear of many women who are having abortions for economic reasons, because they're concerned about their, you know, their career, their education, their economic stability. And it would be lovely to see our government representatives put more time into making sure that women have everything they need and they feel supported and they feel like, yes, and empowering them to parent. And it's one of the things that we call for every year in our pre-budget submission that we submit to the Department of Finance. Every year we're asking the department to do more around support services for women, continued pregnancy support, you know, government funding of positive pregnancy counselling services, you know, all of that, and really making sure that women don't feel that they have to have abortions for economic reasons. So there's a lot that can be done in that area, and I really encourage people to kind of talk to their TDs when they can about that. To really kind of bring about a more life-affirming culture is really what we need in 2026.
Great, and good to finish on a slightly positive note, Eilish. Thank you so much for being with us this morning and talking us through that. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy new year to you. Thanks, Ciarán.
All the best, Eilish. Yeah. The number will actually realise just how high they are. Great to have Eilish on the show again and to get her perspective on it. It's the only time we hear that side of the story often.